Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician again with another magic audio boo, and this is the second time doing this one because I recorded it and audio boo on the iPhone crashed and I lost it. Anyways, what I'm talking today about is magic with a microphone, using a microphone when you perform magic. Of course, there are many kinds of microphones. There's lapel microphone, there's your regular handheld, there's your regular cordless handheld, there's those little headset, the little head micro, Madonna microphones, I like to call them, and various other ones. When I perform, I like to use a handheld mic if possible. Because there are several reasons why. I don't object to using a lapel mic, cordless lapel mic if there's one, or a headset. But in most cases, I like to use a handheld, and there's a few reasons why. A few reasons why is if you go to a venue and they have a headset and it's not of poor quality, sometimes it doesn't sound very good and it doesn't pick up your voice and it gets feedback. And so in those cases, you should always have a regular handheld mic in backup just in case that happens. But the reasons why I like to use a handheld mic, either cordless or handheld, or with a regular cable attached to it, is for several reasons. But some of those are, of course, that when I perform magic, I have a spectator come up and I like to talk to the spectator. Now, if I'm wearing a lapel mic or a headset, that spectator, when they speak, that doesn't pick up their voice very well, and so what happens is the rest of the audience cannot hear them. So with a handheld mic, I can talk to them and move the microphone back and forth like a news reporter. However, of course, if you have an extra microphone set up for the spectator, that works as well, but usually the spectator is shy, won't talk into a microphone in a mic stand if you call them up. And that's one of the reasons why. And another interesting thing is that this happened to me in Canada and Japan a few times. When I do a show, if they ask me if I need a microphone, I say yes, a handheld microphone if possible, depending on the venue. And when I arrive at the show, this has happened a few times, there's a microphone, but there's no microphone stand. Or I've gone and they didn't have a microphone stand, but they had one of those speech podiums with a microphone stand. And so what I carry is I have a little thing that will hold the microphone, a handheld microphone, to my chest. I keep that for emergencies. I try to use the mic's pole, the mic stand, regular mic stand, so that I can let go of my hands and do magic because, you know, being a magician, you need your hands free. But in those emergency cases, I use the one that I can wear around my neck. It has a cord that goes around and the microphone pops inside. There are several different kinds on the market. You know, have a look and try out and find what works best for you. That's one works for best for me, but if most cases I want the actual mic stand. And this comes to another point is when you're performing magic with a microphone, it's good to practice with a microphone, learning how to speak into a microphone. There's different kinds. There's, you know, omnidirectional, I know unidirectional microphones, but what you got to learn how to do is learn how to move your body around the microphone and do your magic around it. And another reason I didn't talk to it earlier, but I did the first time I recorded this, is another reason why I don't like to wear cordless is because the cord, sometimes when you wear a headset or a lapel, there's a cord that goes to a battery pack. Sometimes that interferes with my jacket and interferes with other props that I may have on me. And so the handheld for me is the most problem-free. I'd like to have no problems when I perform. And so having a handheld microphone on the microphone stand and using just that really makes it problem-free for me, and there's no issues, technical issues during the show. Of course, if I had a nice, beautiful show, like, you know, doing like David Copperfield, I would use whatever technology like they use in the hair or whatever. But of course, me performing at different one-person events at different venues, handheld mic for me works the best. Anyways, that's all I'm going to talk about today. I think I remembered everything I did from the first recording of this that failed. Anyways, that's all for today. Until next time, if you have any comments or suggestions, let me know on the comments here at Audioboo or on Facebook if you're listening. And Facebook, my Facebook handle is Aaron Jones Magic. Or if you're listening to my website, you can post there as well in the comments at aaronjones.com. And follow me on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic. Until next time, have a good one. Bye bye.